This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab foreign ministers and a top Palestinian official will meet U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Cairo on Thursday as he pushes for a pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip during his latest tour of the region. Such plans had been put on hold as mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and the U.S. sought to secure a deal for a ceasefire in Gaza and for the release of Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations is speaking out against Hong Kong's new security bill, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A national security law, which was unanimously approved by Hong Kong lawmakers on Tuesday, is widely seen as the latest step in a political crackdown triggered by pro-democracy protests in 2019. Jeremy Lawrence, UN human rights spokesman, denounces Hong Kong's adoption of the law.
The broadly defined and vague provisions in the bill under Article 23 of Hong Kong's basic law could lead to the criminalization of a wide range of conducts.
Lawrence adds the ambiguity is deeply troubling, given its potential misuse and arbitrary application. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said during a trip to Kyiv on Wednesday that a major U.S. aid package that's been blocked by Republicans for months would get to Ukraine and vowed Washington's support would continue.
I'm confident that we will achieve Plan A. We will get a strong bipartisan vote in the House for an assistance package for Ukraine, and we will get that money out the door as we should. So I don't think we need to speak today about Plan B.
Aid has been stuck in Congress since late last year.